President Trump apparently has a lot on his mind, at least according to his Twitter account.
This is Reynolds Journalism grad student Norris Burks, and you are with me today in the Reynolds Hot Box, a podcast about local media and the future of media from the Reynolds Media Lab. I'm here today with my co-host Nico Colombant. Nico coordinates the Reynolds Media Lab. Today we're here talking with Dr. Pero Payne. Dr. Payne is a assistant professor of global media studies at the Reynolds School of Journalism, where she explores emerging newsroom practices and concerns in a global context. Dr. Payne has published in a number of distinguished referee journals, but today we want to hear more about her most recent study in a publication called Social Media Plus Society, about the presidential use of Twitter.
The president started his Monday morning by tweeting about immigration. He bashed Democrats for failing to pass DACA reform and criticized Mexico for not securing the southern border.
Good morning, Dr. Payne, or may I call you Pero?
Please call me Pero, and good morning.
I know we've just gotten comfortable in our warm studio this morning, but we'd like to start our podcast off with a little something we call the elevator pitch segment.
Right.
Are you ready? This is a segment where we're going to walk over to the elevator and we're going to go to the third floor. And before we're out of there, I want you to summarize your paper, your main journalistic drive. And if it doesn't work, we're going to have to keep going up and down that elevator. So let's make it work.
Are you ready?
All right.
I am ready and I'll make sure you enjoy the ride.
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
This paper
No. We're actually taking the elevator. Here we go.
Ah, okay.
Let's go. Pero, we're going to walk toward the elevator here.
Okay.
And we are going to ride the elevator to the third floor.
Right.
And during that time, mm-hmm. I want you to summarize your paper.
Right.
In a way in which compact and sort of every man's understanding of it.
Oh, absolutely. This paper essentially looks at how President Trump has been using Twitter, tweeting his views before he became president. Now, we all today discuss how Trump uses Twitter as the president. We just wanted to see, my co-author and I, Professor Gina Chen from the University of Texas at Austin, just wanted to examine what his tweets and public conversations were like before he became president. I am going to make it. And we realized that his discourse was pretty much similar to...
Third floor.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we gotta go back down. You didn't make it.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's see if you can make it before we go back down.
Okay. That the kind of tweets he tweeted before. Before as president is pretty similar to what he does now.
That's it. All right, great job.
Hey, we're back in the studio with the Reynolds Hot Box, a podcast about local media and the future of media from the Reynolds Media Lab. I'm your host, Norris Burks, and we're here with co-host Nico, talking to our guest professor, Dr. Payne, an assistant professor of global media studies at the Reynolds School of Journalism. Pero, I think our listeners first would be interested in hearing a little bit about your journalism career. I think before receiving your PhD from the University of Texas at Austin, you were a working journalist.
I was, Norris, and I used to work in India for this newspaper called the Hindu newspaper, where I essentially covered maternal mortality and deprivation. I also wrote for children, and which I find super exciting because, you know, they are the hardest kind of audience to write for. Overall, I did a good mix of general reporting, but covering mortality and deprivation, the different ways the poor lived and managed lives in India, an emerging economy.
Okay, I can see how that some of that work experience would also dovetail into making you a respected researcher. You've been published in journals like Journalism and Mass Communication, Journalism Studies, Journalism Practice.
Yes.
But today, you know, we're here to talk about your most recent
yes.
paper, The President is In, Public Opinion and the Presidential Use of Twitter.
Right. Quite, eye-opening research, that one.
Yeah. And he currently has 66 million followers, I think. How many followers did he have before he was president? Did you look into that?
Yes, we did. It was around 30 and steadily increasing. We took around 6 months to analyze the entire corpus of tweets. And it was incredible the way his Twitter support was building. But analyzing the content of his tweets, we see that the conversational tone that he used, the way he constantly, you know, used this medium to reach out to not just the common man, and I kind of disagree with the words common man, just the people at large, is incredible. We may not agree with the content of what he had to say, but the way he uses Twitter is pretty incredible.
And how would you define who's on Twitter? Is it the common man, or is it, how would you define that in a couple sentences? I don't think it's the common man on Twitter.
I agree with you, Nico. See, when we look at social media platforms, one of the key questions that we often don't look at is one of access. Second is, you know, the ability to know how to use that platform. And third is access, knowing the ways to use it, and then using it effectively in a way that helps you also build up your own followers and make your own profile credible. So it's not just, you know, a simple issue of just like getting on Twitter, creating your profile, and then just, you know, tweeting and just, you know, getting people to follow you. But learning how to use the platforms effectively is an important part of being on Twitter. And people, audiences who can do that, to me, certainly are not common.
You looked at 30,000 tweets. And
yes.
You found, you came up with sort of three major themes. Can
right.
you just, in a minute or two, can you highlight those themes?
Right. You know, basically our analysis of the entire corpus of tweets, and we didn't use machine analysis. We went through the entire corpus tweet by tweet, word by word. And this was done over 3-4 times by my co-author, Dr. Gina Chen from the University of Texas at Austin. And we see that Trump not just tweets frequently and often.
About 4 or 5 times a day is what you said.
4 or 5 times a day.
Yeah.
And depending on the situation, sometimes about 6 to 8 times a day. He also casts himself as a sort of political outsider, as a lone one-man army that who can save America. His language and the content of what he tweets is pretty racist. Pretty sexist. The style is confrontational.
Was he also the real Donald Trump? Real Donald Trump?
Yes.
Back then?
Yes.
And right now he also has he's following very few people, mostly his family and closest advisors. Was that the case before?
We didn't look at the people he followed, but what we see is he only retweets, likes, tweets that agree with what he's saying. Here is a person who looks for validation, underlines, underscores that validation, and does his best to show people that he's been validated. Remember all those retweets and the likes and all of that? But any tweet that disagrees with him is immediately met with extreme confrontation.
Right. This is journalism grad student Norris Burks, and today we're in the Reynolds Hot Box, a podcast about local media and the future of media from the Reynolds Media Lab. I'm here now with Nico Colombant, talking to our guest, Dr. Pedro Payne, an assistant professor of global media studies at the Reynolds School of Journalism. Dr. Payne, we're going to move on to another segment real quickly. Let's move on to what we call our recommendation segment.
Right.
Where we put you on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
We ask you for a recommendation of a book or an article you've read or or, and this doesn't have to be on this topic, but it can be certainly.
I think it should be on this topic.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So on this topic, a book or a...
Anything you've read recently pertaining to this topic? Maybe not the history of Trump and Twitter, but Trump and Twitter in general.
Yes, I do have a suggestion. See, the thing with Trump is my research and various other research has shown that Trump has made more lying accusations using Twitter than any other political figure known. Today, spreading lies on social media platform has brought under the light the issue of fake news. So I recommend that people read this wonderful paper by Ross and Rivers called Discursive Deflection, Accusation of Fake News and the Spread of Mis and Disinformation in the Tweets of President Trump.
Para, I want to move on to real briefly to official letterhead.
Yes.
So this famous letter to Turkey's president.
Right.
Are we seeing the Twitter language on official letterhead? It will look upon you forever as the devil if good things don't happen. Don't be a tough guy. Don't be a fool. So a lot of people were surprised by this letter on official letterhead. What is your quick analysis of the letter?
Well, it's essentially vintage Trump. Trump always uses extremely colloquial words and language, and perhaps that is what, in 2016, helped him connect so deeply with pockets of the audiences, frankly, that liberals and those living in urban areas didn't even know existed.
I want you to describe the perfect future, 10, 20 years down the road, for yourself and society and media.
And Twitter.
But particular,
Twitter.
Yeah, particularly emphasis on Twitter. What is particularly Twitter doing to the future of journalism?
So. And politics and democracy.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. For journalism, an incredible future would be Twitter acting as the platform where people did not tweet or send out uncivil, rude, trollish tweets to issues and journalistic coverage of issues, but rather use the space to talk about and tell and talk to journalists about different viewpoints and show journalists the different views and issues that exist out there and which they may have missed in their coverage.
This is journalism grad student Norris Burks. We're here in the Reynolds Hot Box, a podcast about local media and the future of media from Reynolds Media Lab. I'm here today with co-host Nico Columbant, talking to our guest, Dr. Pedro Payne, an assistant professor of global media studies at the Reynolds School of Journalism. And we are into our random fact segment. What is, and this is where you can go a little off topic, but
okay.
What is the most random thing you've ever studied or written about?
Anything? Random.
Yeah, just.
Norris, that's a hard question.
I know, right?
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
Because, we are researchers. Nothing we do is random. Random is fun, spontaneity.
Fair point.
Or maybe what's one of the weirdest things you've discovered about Twitter or something people rarely talk about that's really obscure about Twitter?
Obscure about Twitter? Well, the fact that the Me Too movement globally took about a year to happen. Whereas in an English-speaking, technically savvy country like India, it took about a year and a half to take off. But once it did, Twitter became the medium that surpassed even mainstream media to cover issues of the Me Too movement in the country. And that's saying something because India's mainstream media is not just huge. It's huge, it's influential, it's available in all kinds of languages. But the Me Too movement, when it finally took off in the country, surpassed every other media to emerge the medium of deliberation, discussion, and justice.
And since we're going international a bit, I'm from France originally. In France, Me Too was balance ton porc, which means throw out your pig. So how would you compare those two hashtags, Me Too and throw out your pig?
Actually, I love both.
And one topic we haven't gone over with, but since we're nearing the end, something I tell my students, and I'm not an expert like you, so I wanted to hear what you think of what I sometimes tell my students. You know, I tell them, you know, FDR was the radio by the fireside president. Nixon sweated during the debate, so JFK was the debate TV president, things like that. Is Trump the Twitter president?
Well, depends on what you would want in a president who uses a certain media to connect with the
public. But did he win because he knew how to use Twitter and he used Facebook with all the Russian bots?
See, today the Cambridge Analytica case has shown us to the extent to which public opinion can be manipulated via social media. So that certainly can be a pretty important cause. But there is no doubt that the way he uses language to connect with people over Twitter is certainly a huge way that kind of helps him connect with people who fall outside mainstream purview. And it's important to see where these connections happen. Who are these people and audiences outside your mainstream purview? How are we ignoring them? So,
this is journalism grad student Norris Burks. Today we're in the Reynolds Hot Box, a podcast about local media and the future of media. This is our claim to fame segment, Pedro. So your biggest claim to fame in your career and your life, maybe, it could be what?
Would be that I really tried to do research that mattered and was a good teacher to my students.
Okay. And what was your most successful tweet or the tweet you're the proudest of? Do you remember?
Yes. The tweet that announced that the Me Too movement had broken out in India and that women in droves were coming out and bravely sharing their stories. It got about 10 retweets because I don't have too many followers, but that's a pinned tweet on my profile. And I'm super proud of it. Not for me, but for all those women who came out and shared their stories.
And what's your Twitter handle so people can follow you there?
It's at Paro P.
Paro P.
And how did you pick that? You didn't want real Paro P?
Well, in hindsight, no, thank you. Paro P's good. It makes me sound like a kidney stone, but yeah.
Finally, one more on the spot hot box question.
Yes.
Paro, did you like being on our show today?
I loved being on your show.
How was the experience?
That was incredible. I mean, Trump isn't someone I like to discuss at, say, 9 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
But yeah, it was a good experience.
Right. And what will you be tweeting about it? What will you be saying on Twitter about us?
Well, Trump finally got me my first podcast. So, yeah.
This was your first podcast
experience? It was.
Wow. So, how was it?
It was awesome. You guys are so wonderful. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you for coming in and sharing all your expertise. And is it difficult to sort of podcastify your academic paper in such a short time?
Y'all tell me that.
Okay, thank you.
Guys, this is my research. I do this all the time. So.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm afraid, Paro, Nico, that's about all we have time for today. Today we've been in the Reynolds Hot Box, a podcast about local media and the future of media from the Reynolds Media Lab. Our guest today has been Dr. Paro Payne, an assistant professor of global media studies at the Reynolds School of Journalism, talking about the presidential use of Twitter. This is journalism grad student Norris Burks, along with
Nico Columbans.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much. You too.
Thank you. Thank you.